Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert at Discovery Channel. It used to be that doctors used a very focused approach to healing when it came to musculoskeletal rehabilitation. This often involved anti-catabolic agents that fought the body's natural inflammatory response. Now doctors at UPMC are among the first in the country to combine the tools of anabolic therapy in an integrated approach to rehabilitation. This technique is especially effective in those patients who are not recovering despite appropriate rehab protocol. Let's find out why.
Catabolic is when the body is in a state of feeling broken down, such as if you work a really hard day and then right after that you feel really tired, fatigued, and your body just doesn't feel like it's in a healing state. Unfortunately, sometimes when people have chronic injuries, they're perpetually in a catabolic state and it doesn't allow them to start healing. An anabolic state, on the other hand, is the feeling of healing. It's when you're feeling particularly well-rested, such as if you've had a long weekend and then you've been able to sleep in and you feel energetic. I think the most important underlying principle is that when you see a patient coming in with any type of musculoskeletal injury, you see someone coming with an elbow pain or a shoulder pain, you have to say, is that a problem in isolation or is there something about what's going on in their body that's promoting a non-healing response? Are they in a catabolic state? And if they are, I think it's really important that you correct both the focal injury, but also correct that underlying catabolic state so the patient has a better healing response. This is important not just to resolve symptoms. We need to rehabilitate patients beyond the resolution of their symptoms to make sure that they don't have the same injury multiple times. What are the advances that have allowed the anabolic approach to be possible in the way now that simply wasn't possible 10 years ago? And I think there's been some important major advances. Those major advances would be the use of musculoskeletal ultrasound. They would be the use of new knowledge about hormones and nutrition. It would be the availability of new injectables that can be used and the advancement in electronic medical records. So electronic medical records are a great example of a technology that's become available recently. We tend to focus in terms of standardization, but also presents opportunities for collecting information in a systematic way. By having available screening tools that I can pull up in a standardized manner for every patient, it helps me self-select to figure out which patients are in these catabolic non-healing states, so I now can stratify patients into more appropriate treatment groups. By looking at musculoskeletal ultrasound, we can see which tissues are in a state that's not healing in a way that simply wasn't visible before. Another advantage is environmental information. By being aware about environmental factors that affect people's healing states, we can know that people are at a baseline catabolic state and need to be corrected. By combining all these different techniques, we can get greater outcomes than we would if we just did any of these approaches in isolation. UPMC has been a perfect environment to develop this anabolic approach. By allowing us to use all these technologies in a synergistic manner, we created a healing state that simply wasn't possible before.
Doctors at UPMC believe the anabolic approach is a significant paradigm shift in musculoskeletal rehab, since it uses the body's natural inflammatory response to help the body heal itself.